Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Sherwin-Williams. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the First Energy Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
From the depths of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, it is Cavs HQ, presented by Sherwin-Williams. John Michael alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito. We have a packed show for you today. Cavaliers about to embark upon a grueling road trip. The NCAA tournament, men's and women's, in full swing. Angel Gray will be joining us in the first half of the show, a colleague of ours. A lot to come in the second half as well.
And I get a gift on the second half. That's very important for the show. But it is, we're going back in time, I think, in today's show, not only with the college, but a little further down. You'll see what I mean later.
All right, Angel Gray, part of the women's tournament.
A dancer.
Yes, 8 tournament games. She was invited to the big dance. She is straight ahead. Like I said, a lot to talk about right here on Cavs HQ. We welcome you back to Cavs HQ, presented, as always, by Sherwin-Williams. I'm looking forward to talking to our next guest. I talk to her every day.
I have so many questions for her.
Yeah, but I talk to her at work every day. Uh-huh. This is a little different. This isn't really at work. And she's a guest, and it will be nice to talk to Angel Gray.
You mean she'll actually have time to express herself now?
She will have all the time she wants. On Cavs HQ, all of our guests have all the time.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
So let's bring in my colleague from Fox Sports Ohio, soon to be Bally Sports Ohio. Angel, I like the background. First of all, it's good to see your face. At work, I never see your face. It's been a mask in this craziest of seasons.
Many people don't understand that. They're like, oh, you guys are around each other all the time. I'm like, no, actually not. We honestly don't get to be in the same space a lot of times, but it's so good to be with you guys. Honestly, I only agreed to do this because you're doing it.
Well, thank you for doing that. And Angel, I mean, again, for those who aren't as familiar, it's so different for all of us, particularly you. In previous seasons, we sit basically right next to each other.
Yeah.
So during breaks, during timeouts, we can discuss whatever we want about the game and, you know, anything that we need for the upcoming segments. Now, you could not be farther across the arena. I can hardly see where you even are. We're texting each other things wildly different. How has this been for you, other than, of course, not being able to hang out with AC and I on a more regular basis?
Honestly, I do miss that a great deal. Just even going to the huddles and looking at you guys like, all right, what do we have here? Or AC slyly like handing me popcorn or peanuts. Like, that's just the interaction we had, as you alluded to. But it's just so different. I mean, I tell people all the time coming into the season, when you're in the midst of COVID, your title literally says sideline reporter, and that's taken away. We're now tier 2. So now you're finding different ways to be creative to get those stories, to cover the team, especially in the arena setting. I now sometimes use binoculars to look in the huddle and see what's going on in that sense. But just overall, it is different. But I do think that we are so lucky to still get to cover the game that we love, and we still get to interact with one another. And we have Zoom calls, so it's not that bad.
No question. And, you know, Rafa, you hear play-by-play guys and analysts complain that, you know, now on the road, we're not at the game. You know, we're in different spots at home. Nobody has a more difficult job now. Nobody has had to adjust more than Angel, than sideline reporters across the
NBA. And that's why I wanted to ask, because, you know, usually my broadcast, even though Brent Valente, your producer, does not introduce me as the SAP, the Spanish voice on the second audio channel,
Angel.
John Michael, Senor Cavalier, Austin Carr, and Angelica Gray. I used to say at court level, now I say at the mezzanine reporter, Angelica Gray. What do you miss the most, though? I know we talked about everything. We haven't seen a player face-to-face since we were in Chicago last year?
Over a year.
Out of everything, out of the Zoom calls, out of everything else, what has changed the most of your job, or what do you miss the most?
What I miss the most, honestly, would be the travel, because in that, we would be able to fly. We have this tight-knit group. You're part of that group too, Rafa, where we're on the plane laughing with one another, the behind-the-scenes type of interactions that you get to see. And then even keep for your own. A lot of the fans like us and value our opinion on things because we get access in ways that they don't. So being on the plane, being at practices, I never thought I'd say I'd miss that as much as I do now and speak with the guys and interacting. Those were the moments where I could grab a player on the side and say, hey, can we just have a conversation? And I didn't have to do a Zoom call or just, you know, hop on a phone with them to do so. So it is different just building those relationships. But I think my favorite part that was taken away was just traveling with that group, that family that we established.
And the 6 a.m. workout with me on the road?
She didn't. Oh, no, I don't miss that at all.
She did. Yeah, she didn't. That was omitted. Yeah.
I don't miss that. I literally, and then we're guilted into like, okay, well, Angel missed, so I don't. You know Rafa, he'll try and like Photoshop something with you after the program. So
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that. By the way, I like the back. We're simulcast, you know, on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Correct.
So for our folks on the radio side, Angel, you have a very colorful backdrop behind you. It's fantastic. I need your help. I need your assistance with some of the. I mean, you know, my work on these Zoom interviews is not. It's not good. The look is not where it needs to be.
We're still trying to get you to a place that everyone's happy with.
Nobody's happy right now.
But you're trying because in the quarantine, I was like, get the ring light. You're going to love it. And you went through all three features. And I was like, wait a minute, is it on? I love the fact that, you know, we get to be creative and innovative on different ways that we're doing film now. So Rafa was like, you need to get the green background, you know, so you can have different backgrounds and your body isn't moving strangely on the background. So I'm gonna make sure that I invest in this for you, John.
I need something. And what for those who aren't as familiar, a ring light, it's one of those, some of you now may have seen, it's a circular light. It sits right here. It's supposed to make your face look
now my question
normalize,
my
normalize I guess
my question because I have the same light.
Yes, so it looks good
how,
on your
I wonder
face.
How much is the light or how much is you reflecting the
this
light
is exactly what I'm saying, Angel. There are three settings. There's a white light, an orange light, and a blue one. That's what she just said. Is it even on? There seems to be no
all summer long during the pandemic, Angel, we did happy hour, the virtual happy hour for Caps HQ, and every week John was a different color.
It was awful. It was and even my clothes.
Better than how frustrated he gets with it. He's like, what am I doing? I don't know what to do here. It's just so, I feel for him, but we're going to figure it out. We're not going to have this, you know, on your head the entire time. We're going to make sure that we have you perfect.
Thank you, Angel.
Sliding out of the field.
This is what a true teammate is all about. Not somebody who makes people feel guilty at 6 a.m. for not going on a workout. Angel, tournament time. All right, we are talking to, by the way, a veteran of the NCAA tournament.
A dancer.
8 games, over 3 different seasons. And your Florida State women get into the tournament as a 9 seed. They fell in the first round. The men into the Sweet 16 at the time of taping. You've got to be proud.
I am proud. I'm wearing my Florida State shirt now. But I'm just really excited. March Madness for basketball fans has to be March has to be the best month, period, because there's so many different things. We talk about the dance, but even the tournaments leading up to, like the conference tournaments and like the upsets that can happen there. It was literally the best time of my life. There was a clip that was aired the other day. I believe a player from Boston College, and he got a little choked up on the stage, and someone asked him, what are you going to miss most about playing at Boston College? And he took a while and he came back up and he was like, eating out. But honestly, I get it. Like, we used to eat out those bonding moments that we had on the road and just competing. Our band was absolutely amazing. They would be in the hotel and just playing for us as we're checking in. It's just second to none. The atmosphere, the level of competition, the fact that we're literally out there and this is a one and done. So your entire season, all that hard work that you've had for 3-4 months goes into you. You know, that one game. And so that's what makes it so special, is just really coming down to think about all the work that you put in with your team.
Now, for those of us listening to us on the Cavaliers Radio Network, we're looking at pictures of you wearing the #1 jersey of Florida State. And my question to you is, the men are still in the tournament, and there is a young man wearing a #1 with the last name Gray in the back. Any relation here?
Obviously a big Angel fan.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, that was his idol.
Is he just a fan of yours, related to you, or just happened to have the same last name?
I would hope that he would be a fan, but I truly doubt it. I remember going scouting with one of the Cavs scouts, and we went to go see Florida State play Pittsburgh. And I was like, wait a minute. His last name is Gray, and he has number one. So that was the first time that I even realized that that was a whole ordeal. Now I'm a fan of his. I want him to score 30 points every game. I want him to get a double-double. I literally now, I'm very attentive to like what he's doing on the floor, but I think it's so ironic. I think it's pretty cool, and I think it's a feature in the making. I think ACC, they have to do something there. That it just makes so much sense.
No question. Hey, Angel, can you see the pictures from your Zoom? Did you see your own action photos?
I did see a few of those action photos, and I'm nervous for what's to come.
Well, so am I, because they just said that we have a few more basketball pictures for you to check out. Our producers just told us. So on the television side, take a look. Oh!
There's a big difference between there's a big difference between people that went to the dance, like you, AC, and Campy, and people that weren't even asked to go to the dance, yeah, like John Michael, yeah, at the Panthers.
Are
of
you serious? This is amazing.
Look at that vertical. That's
how,
like,
did this not make the air?
And we're number
on the
12.
Yeah, on the TV. Notice that they went up by numbers. The shortest guy got the lowest number. So 12 was the shortest by far.
God, that is classic.
Note that's also the Larry Bird Converses. That was our team
shoe. Those are the, oh, the weapons. Those, yeah, are the best. That's what I wore when I was in high school as well. So, of course, and I like... And
so
I like that you were wearing the black ones. And, of course, I did play basketball as well, Angel Gray. And I also was not able to dance anywhere closer to college basketball. And that me actually, that team was... I'm kneeling in the front row on the right.
Is that
not
you?
Kneeling, I'm sitting. Yeah, that's me on the right. And that team was undefeated champions in 1984.
Oh, here we go,
National
Angel.
High school
here
champions.
Here we go.
Is that a zip-up warm-up? These are fly.
That's before the game. That's before our game.
Up in the shoulders?
Yeah, that's before the game. And that was actually the high school gym. It was really cool. But high school basketball back home is big. I used to play in front of like 10,000 people. Of course, they didn't get me anywhere. I didn't dance, unfortunately. But I did play basketball, and I admire the fact that you were able to play in the tournament. I get to call it only, but that's my me being in the dance.
Hey. I'm just going to say, I always find it cracks me up, Angel, somebody who actually played in the tournament, when people like us talk about our high school days,
yeah,
that you don't laugh in everybody's, yeah, face. You actually show a lot of restraint and tact to actually keep a straight face while he's talking about his high school glory days back in his high school gym.
Everybody has that moment where they were super happy about what they were able to accomplish. So that's great. But you know what? This kind of like helps me with a idea that I have. I think that the amount of people in media that have played sports or basketball specifically, we can create a media like tournament. And I think Rafa will probably have a tryout for you. John, you can be on my team.
All
but
right.
We should
do
media.
That.
Plays,
oh my
basketball,
God,
and the players can interview us and do like the broadcast. What do you think?
Yeah, I think all the interviews would be asking about our ripped Achilles, yeah, our torn calves, and our our blown out ACLs. But other than that, I think it's a fantastic idea. Hey, stick around. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
Cavs HQ is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams, the official paint and coatings partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and by Huntington. If you need guidance on your money right now, talk to Huntington. Welcome.
Back here on Cavs HQ, John and Rafa, we are joined by Angel Gray. I do like that background of hers. Museum-like,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, right?
Like a museum almost.
Do you paint that, Angel?
No, but I like art, and I could probably do this.
Art. I mean, Angel has taken pictures in museums.
She
before
does
I understand.
Like art.
That's correct.
I told you.
Well, you tell me.
Can
explain.
I explain to you how they decided?
This
when she
I'm...
was doing the WNBA, she went to the Getty Museum, and she was admiring, you know, Kevin Love's epic summer of 2019,
that's
the
nice,
last summer
Angel.
That everybody had, and that's Kevin and Vestry on display, and then Jared Allen happened to have this monster coast-to-coast,
yes,
Statue of Liberty dunk against the Rockets, which
right,
started kind of like a streak for us. Mm-hmm. And Angel tweeted it should be in a museum. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my job is to grant wishes, especially okay. for somebody who has been in the dance. And this was Angel's wish granted, which...
So we are to understand that you are, you might be responsible for these images, is what we're all to take out of this, is what you're
saying? We want to thank the Getty Museum for allowing us to use this, this setup. And that's Angel displaying. So it became Angel at the museum's exhibit.
Okay, right.
And every time once I posted that, JaVale McGee said, wait a minute, I had a monster dunk too against the Celtics. Why can't I be in the exhibit?
So let me guess.
Bam.
Angel was looking
good. Angel at the museum with JaVale McGee on display. And it just grew and grew and grew like that. So to the point that even we made an exception with Lamar Stevens because he made it to the exhibit without being after a victory.
Okay.
But because he had his first double-double.
Oh, all right.
And I know his grandmother wanted to come to the museum, so.
I love Angel's expression. All I can say is I'm so sorry that you get caught up in the web of this. I'm so sorry.
It's so unbelievable because I just knew with Rafa and his Photoshop skills that he was up to something. And mind you, he was sending me different museum photos before this even happened. I was like, I'm just over it. So once it occurred, I said, okay, we can do an exhibit. This will be cool, whatever. But I just honestly think it's so funny that you're replacing, you know, a Monet with different pictures.
That was my question. Where did that picture?
Can we see the original?
Set it up. You were where when, that's a real picture, right?
That is a real Monet. And so that's a big deal for me.
Like, that's a big deal for everybody. Yeah.
Break. So yes, that frame is probably worth more than I can even make in a lifetime. And so I'm at the Getty Museum in LA. I called the WNBA games there right. for the Los Angeles Sparks.
Yes.
So I had some time off, went to the museum, took a picture, and Rafa, of course, rest is history.
Well,
so he replaced Monet.
He replaced a Monet with Kevin and Vestry.
And Vestry.
Yeah.
And Vestry. Mm.
And then he has really grown to something that the fans are asking. I mean, players are asking to be in the exhibit. Fans want to see more of it to the point next show we'll bring you. We even stepped up the game and had like a Harry Potter style exhibit with a moving picture in it. You know, that's how big this Angel at the Museum night has gotten. Even, you know, that's why Lamar Stevens was included too.
It's all Rafa. It's a Rafa production. I'm just the stand-in talent.
Yeah, again, I apologize for this. Is nothing to do. That's all Rafa. It has nothing to do with Caps HQ.
No, it's
here's,
all.
Here's the disclaimer.
But you know what? It all coincided with Women's History Month, and including Angel, one of the many women that in our organization, and the month empower mm-hmm. our group of ladies here at the Cavs organization, Monsters and everybody. But that's why we wanted to make sure we feature you at an exhibit. I don't know if it's Rafa's museum or still the Getty Museum, but it's a borrowed piece of art.
Angel's featured enough, and rightfully so. Angel, this is a wonderful month, and the celebration has been special. I love the way that we've covered it with Fox Sports Ohio. I really love the way that the Cavaliers organization has embraced it. No surprise there for you as this month has rolled along, and you've gotten to interview some real pioneers in the NBA. What has this meant for you as we've gotten a chance to celebrate this all together?
It's empowering. It's gratifying. Just when you grow up being a female anywhere, I felt like I always had to prove to other guys that I was worthy of being in that space. And I think it's just awesome when you can work with just an organization or just a league in the NBA where they value your opinion. They value what you bring to the table. And I always talk about how Adam Silver said, you know what, I want to see more women represented, not just in coaching, but officiating as well. And he made it happen. We saw it happen the very next year. And for us to even cover the stories, which I agree with you, we've done a phenomenal job in doing so, not just, you know, internationally or just people that have nothing to do with the Cavs, but for Empower Her and the women that are working behind the scenes here. But it's cool too when I get to talk about some of my own friends that are, you know, making history in this league as well, and being pioneers. So it's really awesome that I get to share those stories, be a part of those stories. Because honestly, I don't remember us celebrating this when I was younger. And it's very awesome when you can say you look up to people and the examples that they've set for you.
Couldn't agree more. Really well said, Angel. It means a lot to us, too.
It means a ton. I just have one. Before we let you go, I have one request. Is there a way that you can do a media avail with one of my Monettes in the background now that you have the green screen at home? It would mean a lot to me.
You know what? I'll do this. Maybe I'll do our... What?
How about I do?
I'll do it that way.
How about I do a new entry with John Michael in high school in the Monet frame, and then you use that one.
Send me the one. It can't be a Harry Potter one, but for practice, we'll see what we can work in there. Hey, we work in sports. It's all about having fun. So let's see if I get fired from this or not. Yeah. I hope your salary can pay for both of our.
Yeah, right. Well, that's where it comes to an end, right? Well said, Angel. And that closes the show. Angel, always fun catching up, particularly here when we get to chat a little bit. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, more on Cavs HQ right after this. Well, as you know by now, involvement in the community is a cornerstone of the Cavaliers organization. As Cavs Academy, Cavs official youth basketball program, has announced the dates and locations of its 2021 summer tour throughout Ohio and Pennsylvania. It's for boys and girls ages 3 to 16. Now, the Cavs Academy 2021 summer tour features 1, 2, and 3-day camps, weekly small group training sessions, and Cavalittles clinics for even the smallest of Cavs fans. Registration for all Cavs Academy events is now open at CavsYouth.com/summertour. That's CavsYouth.com/summertour. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ right after this. The second half of Cavs HQ is underway. I always enjoy talking to our next guest, Marcus Rivero of Souls by Sir. We had him on the show before. He designs so many of the customized cleats, yep, right? That we see.
And sneakers and right, shoes.
Yeah, but that we typically see in the NFL, but mm-hmm, we've seen in other sports also. And now, as it's NCAA tournament time, Marcus has branched out, has he not?
For sure, and definitely. I think it's a very interesting story, John, because with everything that has been going on between the Final Four for men in Indianapolis and the Final Four for the ladies in San Antonio, and we all know the story about the discrepancies, mm-hmm, in the gyms and everything like that, the NCAA did take care of that. But Marcus has been working with Powerade, and Powerade made sure that the swag bag that the athletes got was the same for men and women. And the reason we have Marcus on the show today is because there's an item that only the women are getting, and it's about the story that Powerade has, the campaign with the power in numbers. Yep. And I'm sure I asked you before, and we'll make sure we talk about if there's a number that you used to wear that has a story. Mine is always, I always tell it was 15, but let Marcus tell us about how he got to the story.
Yeah, I see your 15 right there.
Of course, when I talked to Marcus about being on the show, I said, you know what, but I would like a ball for myself. I'd never do that, but I figure.
Let's bring Marcus on. I got to tell him not to do that anymore. Hey, Marcus, please, please do not send him anything else. You do not have to gift something to be on the show. Typically, most shows work the other way. You don't have to give us something to be on the show.
You know, I have to say, that's what draws me back to you guys. Every time I go on a show, I get gifts. In this case, I get asked, and I'm told, this is the only time I'm asking, please, can you give us something for the show? And I feel like it's my ticket for entry, but thanks for having me again, and appreciate y'all.
Tell us about the new venture. This is great stuff.
Yeah, it's super cool. So I was reached out a couple months ago by Powerade, and they really have this new campaign going on, Power in Numbers. And basically what they wanted is, you know, every athlete, like whether it's a little kid, high school, collegiate, pro, there's a story behind the number they wear. You know, it could be a million things. Mine was number 23 growing up, and everybody thought it was because of Jordan, but it was because of my birthday. I'm born on the 23rd day of the month. And there's a huge impact on that. So Powerade really wanted to capitalize on it. And what better time than now March Madness with everybody going crazy. And with everything that's been going on with the men and women that I'm sure you guys have heard about, it's, you know, behind the scenes, I'm just trying to like bite my lip because the women are really going to get hooked up really shortly.
Only the women are getting this. And again, it making the Final Four is such a huge accomplishment. So every lady, every member of the staff is going to get a ball with their number. Mine is number 15 because the first player that I ever saw play baseball was Thurman Munson during the World Series of 1976 when they got swept by the Big Red Machine. And for those of you that say that I'm a Yankee fan because they always win, I became a fan of them because of Thurman Munson. He gave so much. And I always wore number 15, right? But there is a lot of stories behind numbers, and it is important for people. You have to, I know only ladies are getting this ball, Marcos, but you have to reach to Marco Anthony from Utah State, who wears number 44. And when he was asked why he wears number 44, it wasn't because of Reggie Jackson or anybody else. It was because he remembers so dearly the four items for $4 that Wendy's used to run. And got him through college, I guess. But I think it's incredible what you're doing. But Mike, the important question is, he won't know when the teams are, what teams make it to the Final Four until next week.
Right. I mean, what you have to, the turnover has got to be incredible. And for those, let's back up a little bit. He's painting these balls.
Yes.
Right? I mean, let's ask you that first question first. How do you do that? Take us through how you make one of these.
So it's a process. So that ball you see there in front of Rafa used to be white. And then obviously it's a whole process. You got to get it down to the bare leather and then start building up all the colors again, the black, the blues, etc. And you guys hit on a good point. It's a super small timeline. And keep this in mind that so Final Four for women is basically 15 to 20 members of each team because coaches are also going to get this ball.
Right.
So we're talking about 80 balls. The downside to this whole thing and the hardest part for me on this project was that half the teams will be determined, I think, on Monday, and then the other half will be on Tuesday. But I have to ship them all out so that by the time the winner of the second game wins, the next morning they're waking up to these balls in their
right,
hotel.
Right.
So basically, it's a project. It's really cool. We divided it into two phases. So what you see in front of Rafa is a complete ball. That's exactly how they're going to get it. Rafa has two lines because he is, you know, as you know, a Michigan man. So he's got his navy and yellow on there. But so here's an example of somebody before we put the number. So we kind of do certain things to it, the city, the Final Four. I just added a couple stripes in here to show you guys, because what will happen is when this game tips off, when nobody sees, is I will have the balls with stripes painted on them as the game is going on.
Yeah.
Once the first winner, I think the game's at 7 or 7:30, once that first game is over, I now have to begin all the number process while the second game goes on. While the second game's going on, hopefully the winner gets determined before the wee hours of the morning, to which I have to work through the night and paint those women's numbers on. And you do that process two nights in a row so that by the second night, which I believe is Tuesday, I have to overnight them where these balls are actually going on a plane, a passenger plane. They have a certain amount of seats allocated for the balls, believe it or not, to arrive, to then be chauffeured to the hotel. So when these players wake up the next morning, they have a beautiful Powerade book bag with a whole bunch of cool stuff in there.
Nice.
That acrylic stand in there. So it's a really cool trophy as opposed to giving them, you know, their typical gold trophies that they probably have millions of. They got a little something different for them, and they're all one of one balls.
And by the way, this ball has superpowers because, you know, as you can see, it's Mason Blue, and it's the only team left over from the Big Ten in the men's tournament, even though they're not getting any balls.
Yeah. So. I'm ignoring him here, Marcus. Do you get to pick? I'm assuming the stripes that are the team colors, right? I mean, or how does that? Can you pick your own stripes, or the stripes are just the team colors? Correct.
That's basically a team color. So that's what kind of I can't do that until I know the winners.
Right.
In a perfect world, like I was praying to, is that I hope that the teams like the Elite Eight going into the Final Four are teams of the same color.
Right.
So the chances of that happening are a million. Because they get, you know, if the game is a red and blue team versus a blue and red team, all right, cool, I could start this already. But
right,
we both know that's not going to happen. It's going to be like pink and purple versus orange and black. So, yeah, it's one of those processes which, you know, it's part of the game. I love it. But I will be painting these balls way into the next morning.
It's like a newspaper reporter. He can roll the dice at halftime and start start getting it going and hope it ends the way it started.
I think somebody had written the recap of the Patriots and Falcons game.
Yeah, right. That's what,
and then something happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So final stuff before we let Marcus go.
Drew Brees is retiring. Are you going to paint his shoes for his in-studio work, or is he done with Sold by
Sir? He's a client of Marcus,
yes,
right?
Yeah. He painted the Drew Brees shoes.
He started as a client. He is now one of my best friends. We speak weekly, multiple times, never about football. It's funny. No, the game plan is I want Drew to convert into being the first reporter, like, because he's doing, I think, the Sunday night football game. So I think it's a real cool opportunity where what we could do is make his shoes customized to whatever teams are playing that week. So he may have one shoe, you know, home team, one shoe away, or maybe Drew's pick, depending on what segment he decides to go with. But no, we are going to continue his custom. He's addicted. Once he pops, he cannot stop.
You should customize his headset. So on shot the whole time.
There it is. I think you know what, Rafa, you just gave me the next best idea.
And I would I will have my own set.
I will not send you your own headset, which I know is coming next.
Here it comes. I was like, brace yourself, Marcus.
He lays it up. He just lays it up for you to score, and it's too easy sometimes with him.
Hey, great seeing you. We're really thrilled for you. You know, I always appreciate you coming on the show, but this is fantastic. I think it's even better that, you know, it's going for the women's tournament and everything else. Terrific work. These things look great. Keep it up, my friend.
I appreciate you, but I have to say one thing before I go, because last time I got grief over the backgrounds.
That's
there
right.
There's no white background here. I just want to, and this is real. This is not fake. Just because I caught slack. I got some DMs and some emails about this.
Are you in the shower though? Because I see the shampoo bottles behind you.
Oh no! Listen, you know what? I even have my Cavaliers hat on. You
oh,
should be
that's nice. Yeah, that's
I
nice.
I agree here in Miami for it, but it is what it is.
It was just a flat white background before, yes. And we're getting there, Marcus. We're getting there. Next visit, we expect a mural in the background.
Thank you, Sherwin Williams, yes, for donating the paint for Marcus.
Hey, appreciate it, Marcus. Take care.
Thank you so much, guys.
Take care, man.
Back with more Cavs HQ right after this. We welcome you back inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Westfield is shining a spotlight on small businesses, and yours could be one of them. Nominate your favorite small business in the food industry in Northeast Ohio. Each month, Westfield and the Cavs will feature a new Small Business Spotlight winner. Nominate your favorite business today at Cavs.com/Westfield. Alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavs, Rafa Hernandez Brito, I am John Michael. Second half of the NBA season for every team, we knew it would be difficult. Games coming fast and furious, and the Cavs have just wrapped up a four-game homestand. 2-2 on the homestand, a couple of good wins over Boston and Toronto, and now the road looms. On the day of taping, we are between the homestand and the road trip. So it was
traveling.
Yeah, so it was four games in 6 days here at home. Now four games in three time zones in 6 days on the road.
And the amazing part about that, John, you mentioned the fact that we knew this was coming. Every team has had it difficult, but the Cavs have to start in Chicago.
Haven't seen them yet.
And then travel to the West Coast for back-to-backs in L.A. and Sacramento.
Right.
Then go face the best team in the NBA right now, the Jazz.
Best
come
record,
home
anyway.
For a game right. In April. Come home to start the month of April against the Philadelphia 76ers, who are also fighting to keep that top spot in the East. And then go back on the road again.
Right. And it's not like back on the road to Detroit or to Indiana.
Back to the nowhere.
Back on the road to Miami, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City. And there you see April. I mean, it just does not stop.
And all those teams that we just mentioned, John, are either in the playoff or fighting to get into the playing tournament. So nothing is easy in the NBA, especially when you're facing teams that have a lot to lose when they're playing at home.
So a unique situation. The Cavs see Chicago for the first time. The Cavs have not seen Dallas yet either, or yeah. Washington. Remember, the two games were postponed against Washington in the first half of the season. So after Chicago on to L.A., likely no Anthony Davis, definitely no LeBron James for that game, then a chance to avenge their loss here at home to Sacramento. We saw some good things in the homestand, really an up-and-down homestand for the Cavs. Mentioned the nice wins against Boston and Toronto, and in those games, Jimmy Bickerstaff has been saying, we just need to shoot the ball better. Yeah. And when they move the basketball, as we've seen in some of those games, the surprise, surprise, the field goal percentage begins to climb, and it's there. Just the consistency hasn't risen to the level, you know, that the Cavs wanted quite yet.
And there's the key, I think, and we have heard J.B. Bickerstaff every day this season, shooting the ball, sharing the ball. And when the Cavs have 24 and above assists in a game, they have a good chance of coming out with the victory. The ball, sometimes there's nothing you can do, whether it goes in or not. But the fact that you can share the ball and that extra pass opens up and makes the defense work a little harder, it's something that the Cavs have to work on. And again, it is the consistency on all these things that J.B. Bickerstaff has been looking for. But I will have to mention, John, he continues to get an amazing contribution from his bench. Mm-hmm. Lamar Stevens came off the bench, got his first double-double off the bench in a few minutes. And then finally, I think Dean Wade has found his rhythm because he's getting consistent minutes. And that's something that you have to give it to the guy. This is not making excuses for Dean Wade, but when you get the same amount of minutes every night, you know you're going to play, you know you're working, what you're working on, it helps.
And he was fine as a starter, too. Remember, he went 4-1 as a starter in the five games leading into the break. To me, what I like about him, it's similar to Jared Allen, obviously different games, but what is similar is that this is my role, this is what I do. Dean Wade does not try to do too much. He'll take his four or five shots, he'll hit three or four of them, and it's perfect. You know, and that bench play is something they've looked for some consistency as well. San Antonio game, the Cavs did not have a single point in the first half from that bench. Come back against Toronto, and it was the bench that really rolled in that first half after a sluggish start by the starters. So again, different areas where this team is looking for consistency, and we've seen some strong performances off of that bench. I like to the end of that Toronto game, I think there was a scene where Angel had just finished interviewing Colin Sexton, and behind him was Jared Allen. And to see, it was almost the picture, you know, spoke volumes in that the Cavs were able to get Jared involved. Jared had a huge game against Toronto. He simply rolled against a team that doesn't play a true center, you know, and Jared took advantage. The Cavs guards took advantage by getting him the basketball. That's going to go a long way if that chemistry continues to progress.
And how long we have heard J.B. Bickerstaff talked about how the goal here is to make sure that we have the defense give us what we want. You know, we force them to come in and guard Jared Allen, or make sure they guard us. We were shooting the ball so well, so they have to come out a little bit. So what do? We roll one of the best rollers to the basket in the NBA in Jared Allen. And he did mention it was a little rusty after the break. He seemed to be getting in his rhythm.
That's one thing to say about Jared. When you look at all the matchups, a lot of teams now don't go with that traditional center.
Yep.
When you've done that against the Cavs with Jared Allen in there, he's taken advantage. I mean, basically, virtually each and every time, which then makes teams wonder, can I still do this?
Yeah.
It takes them out of their comfort zone, and that's you've already won half the battle. So to me, too, that's a big part of what Allen brings, and that's before you talk about what he's doing on the defensive end.
And the fact that also, John, he doesn't force.
That's what I mean. I'm talking about his role, right?
He does what he gets, and then if you know, he kicks it back out, finds the open guy. JaVale McGee has been doing an amazing job and doing that as well. When he gets the crowded paint, he always found those beautiful bounce passes that he's been throwing lately. And I think his mom was a little upset. I think, you know, he said like he was worried about talking to his mom because she asked for a double double and he was one rebound shy in the last game. But what an amazing job the bench has been doing.
Pamela McGee, a pioneer as Women's Month rolls along. Angel had a chance to catch up with the McGee family, a tremendous basketball family. All right, we will take our final break. We'll be back to wrap things up right here on Cavs HQ. Closing up shop here on Cavs HQ. We quickly are approaching your now annual trip to the Final Four. To call it, it's on what, Westwood One?
On Westwood One Radio, yes.
Nice.
And big thanks to the Cavs for allowing me to do this. You know, this is going to be my fourth straight Final Four, the only four that have ever been broadcast in Spanish. And the only unfortunate thing is that two things. I didn't get the Sweet 16 swag bag that Marcos mentioned. Well, I only got the Final Four swag bag.
Calling the Final Four.
And because of the protocol and the bubble and all that, I won't be able to direct the Michigan band if they make it to the Final Four like I did last time.
Don't worry about it. They won't be there.
Okay.
I like Angel Seminoles. I'm looking at my bracket right here. I like Angel Seminoles or Colin Sexton's Alabama.
But you have Baylor winning it.
I do have Baylor winning it, but we shall see.
You don't trust the Zags winning being undefeated champion?
I don't. I'm not crazy about Gonzaga. Yeah. I don't think – well, again, this is somebody who watches how much college basketball, yeah. right? All we watch is NBA. So whatever. Don't listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. But to me, I don't think they're tested enough, even though they're blowing everybody out.
I would have liked
to have seen them play more tighter games.
But you still have to give credit to the program that they've been able to build in that school. I think,
of course,
like what 15 years ago, Gonzaga was one of those Cinderella teams that went into the tournament, and what they have been able to do, it is incredible. And for the first time since 1979, that you will not see either Duke, Kansas, UNC, or Kentucky in the Sweet 16.
That's the craziest stat.
So the blue bloods are not going to be present in the dance.
I like the way it is now. I really do. I think the tournament has been fun. I mean, again, it's, you know, we've seen the typical, you see the upsets and everything else.
They still got to spread the wealth a little better, though. The Big Ten, there's too many teams from one single conference.
I mean, you can say that this year because it didn't fare particularly well.
Still too many, though. I think when you have a playing game with UCLA and Michigan State,
that was
not creating an opportunity for the small school to make it to the tournament. It was the reason the playing games were created.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a problem with that too. I get the 11 and the 16 thing. That's where you have the play-in games. I get the idea behind it, but man, oh man, Michigan State, UCLA at a play-in game. I mean, there's a lot of you can second guess all day long, but hey, tournament's been fun. Cavs embarking upon the road trip.
Yes.
Eight of their next nine now away from the friendly confines of here inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Thanks, everybody, for watching. So long, John and Rafa. We'll see you next time.
Cavs HQ was brought to you by Sherwin-Williams, the official paint and coatings partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and by Huntington. If you need guidance on your money right now, talk to Huntington. Welcome.